If we could sing that with an honest heart, that'd be something, wouldn't it? If it satisfies you, Lord, it satisfies me. Amen. Just give that some thought and let that mull that over just a little bit. Go to 2 Kings chapter number 10 tonight. And keep your Bibles out. Keep them right there. And we're going to look at a verse of Scripture tonight and give you what I felt like the Lord put on our heart. I hope the fire of God fell in somebody's life this week. Amen. I'm still mulling over that. I'm hoping something's burning inside you. Amen. I hope it's burning inside you when you go. I couldn't even go to sleep Sunday night. I laid there and tossed and turned and tossed and turned and kept thinking about more stuff I wished I'd have said and thinking about some stuff I wished I hadn't have said. You ever do that? Amen. 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 If you're me, I know you do. But 2 Kings chapter number 10. 2 Kings chapter number 10. Y'all hear me okay, Brother Dwayne? Okay. 2 Kings chapter number 10. Look with me at verse number 15. You know the story. This is a story about Jehu. This is where Jehu says to Jonadab, I believe it's Jonadab, come with me and see my zeal for the Lord. And I used to preach a message on the zeal of God out of this verse right here. But I'm going to preach something else to you tonight. The Bible said in verse 15, and when he was departed thence, he lighted on Jonadab, the son of Rechab. Hold on just a minute. Coming to meet him. That's much better. And he saluted him and said to him, is thine heart right as my heart is with thy heart? And Jonadab answered, it is. If it be, give me thine hand. And he gave him his hand and he took him up to him into the chariot. And he said, come with me and see my zeal for the Lord. So they made him ride in his chariot. Back up to verse 15. Here's the message tonight. It's just a question. Is thine heart right? Is thine heart right? That's a pretty bold question, isn't it? I thought it was also not just a bold question, I thought it was a bold answer. He said, Jonadab, is your heart right? Like mine is. Wow. You know what Jonadab said? It is. I wonder how many lies we would get if we walked around the room tonight with the microphone and said, hey, is your heart right? I wouldn't even want to ask it like Jehu did. There comes a ball rolling down the aisle. Amen. He said, is your heart right like mine is? Wow. That's pretty bold, isn't it? Somebody once said the heart of the problem is the problem of the heart. Amen. Amen. The Bible said as a man thinketh, where? In his heart. What is it about him? So is he. In other words, you are at the very best all your heart is. Does that make sense? Amen. We can put on a show, but that don't mean our heart's right. We can carry a King James Bible to church, that don't make our heart right. We got some people in our church with heart problems. I'm going to be real careful. Sometimes these heart problems will manifest themselves physically. Y'all all right? A lady left our church one Sunday, or maybe it was a man, I can't remember which. I believe it was the Sunday, I'm not sure. Somebody had to leave our church and go to the emergency room one Sunday morning. Brother Freddie and I went to the hospital. At the hospital, Brother Freddie asked, I think it was a lady doctor, if I remember right. He may not even remember this. Brother Freddie said, can I ask you a question? He said, do you see a lot of this on Sunday? You remember that? And that doctor said, we see more on Sunday than any other day. Was that what she said? Coming from church. That's what she said. We see more people coming in with chest pains, which turns out to be anxiety. Coming from church. You know what's wrong? Heart ain't right. Heart ain't right. Hey, it ain't cholesterol. Cholesterol ain't your problem. Y'all okay? It's not cholesterol blocking the heart, it's sin. Is your heart right? Jehu said, is your heart right like my heart's right? Simple question tonight. I want you to be honest and answer it. Is my heart really right? I'm going to give you some ways tonight. We're going to look, don't put your Bibles up. We're going to look at about 7 or 8, maybe 10 verses of Scripture tonight. I believe you can know if your heart's right. Come on, talk to me. Do you know when you're not right with God? Sometimes we're as good at lying to ourselves as we are lying to people. You tell yourself you're okay long enough, you'll go to believing it. Come on. I'm all right. Hey, that's bad to lie to your own self, isn't it? And something down inside you is going, no, you're not. Yes, I am. I mean, it's like schizophrenic there. You got two personalities, amen. You got your church self and your out of here self. Come on, talk to me now. Every one of y'all ain't just like you are at church everywhere you go. Amen. I told myself I walked in that computer store in Douglasville, in another town. I walked out there and I thought, boy, I got to watch and make sure I behave myself. Everywhere I go, I see somebody I know. Amen. Everywhere I go, somebody says, you're Eddie White. No, that's my cousin. Amen. Amen. Give it some thought tonight. Is your heart right? How do you know? Some of you have been telling yourself you're okay for a long time, but you're not okay. You all right? Do you know cancer usually doesn't reveal itself till it's too late? You can walk around for a long time with a lump and not even know it's there. They found tumors in people's biggest softballs and they didn't even know they had it. When it comes to cancer, I'd rather not know, to be honest with you. Amen. Well, when it comes to something between me and God, I want to know. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Can I give you some verses tonight? Listen, look at 1 Samuel chapter number 10. 1 Samuel, back up to your left if you're in 2 Kings. 1 Samuel chapter number 10. Number one way you know when your heart's right. 1 Samuel chapter number 10. Look at me with me at verse number 9. Watch this. Y'all looking at verse number 9? The Bible said, and it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, watch this, God gave him a what? Another heart, and all those signs came to pass that day. You think God reached in, took his heart out, and put him in another physical heart? No, he didn't. But God gave him another heart. You know what I got when I got saved? I got another heart. You know that your heart's right with God if your heart is tender. Listen to me carefully. Hey, sin and the world produces hard hearts, stony hearts. The Spirit of the living God produces tender hearts, hearts that are moved with compassion, hearts that will weep with those who weep. Amen. We've got too many dry-eyed Christians in our churches. Right. Amen. How long has it been since you wept before God? Yes, sir. How long has it been since your heart was tender? Amen. Y'all listening? I can't hardly look at them bus kids without crying. Yeah. I'm a crybaby. Amen. They start singing. I cry during congregational singing. Man, it stirs my soul. Amen. I'm glad. I remember one time thinking, I shouldn't cry so much. The doctor told me, he said, the worst thing you can do with sinuses. I was got the doctor giving my sinuses checked out. And he said, we'd been through all the medicine. We'd tried everything in the world. He said, is everything in your life okay? I said, what do you mean? He said, you and your wife having trouble? I said, no. He said, has there been a death in your family? I said, no. I said, what are you getting at, doc? He said, do you cry much? I said, yeah. He said, what are you weeping over? I said, man, I'm a child of God, saved and on my way to heaven. And every time I get thinking about it, I just bust loose. He said, that's the worst thing you can do for your sinuses, is cry. I'd rather have a stopped up nose, amen? I'd rather have a stopped up nose, are you listening to me, and be able to feel the touch of God and be able to hear the voice of God. Hey, a hard heart don't even hear God when he speaks. But a tender heart, amen. Hey, when you got saved, how many of you weren't saved as a kid, you were older, teenager or older? Man, that's most of us in here. Do you remember the difference in your heart the day after you got saved? I remember growing up at White Oak Springs, and I would sit in the pew, and I'd worked on construction jobs with some of the men in that church, and I knew what they were outside the church, and I'd look at them, I thought there was a bunch of stinking hypocrites, and I remember sitting in church, my arms crossed, going, I hate their stinking guts. They'd get up and testify, and it'd make me mad. Come on, talk to me, Brother Greg. It'd make me mad. Because I'd done been to the house and spent the night with their boys. I knew what their daddy was at home. I knew how he talked to his wife at the house. And then see him get up in church and talk about how he loved the Lord. It ticked me off. I remember going back to church that first Sunday after me and Sister Angie got saved. I walked in there, I sat down, and I started crying. She said, what's the matter? I said, I just think about that old boy up. I love him. She said, who is that? And I told her who he was. I said, did you see that guy over there? I love him. Them same people, I used to hate their guts. I thought they was a bunch of stinking hypocrites. You know, we all are sometimes, amen? I mean, y'all all right? God changed my heart. We know we've passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. Hey, I wonder how tender your heart is tonight. Can you have words with a brother or sister in Christ? Be at aught with somebody in this church and go home and sleep good? You can't if you've got a tender heart. You can't do it if you've got a tender heart. You'll have to get that thing fixed. It'll drive you nuts. Yes, amen. Yes, it will drive you nuts. And when I think somebody's mad at me and really upset me, I can't sleep. Yeah. I can't do it. I'll toss and turn all night long. Yeah. But some of you can cuss one another out and go lay down. Makes me wonder. Yeah. We okay? Amen. Makes me wonder. Amen. I don't want to get into this too much. But you need to get that heart fixed. Because it's going to manifest itself. And usually it'll manifest itself physically. You think you're having physical trouble when it's just spiritual trouble altogether. Now I'm not spiritualizing everything. I know people's arteries get clogged up. I'm not stupid. But I'm saying a lot of our problem is not physical. A lot of stuff a lot of us are facing is spiritual problems, and we need to deal with it because it will not get better on its own. A cold will go away. A wicked heart won't. Y'all all right? It's tender. Look at 2 Kings or 1 Kings. Go back to your right. 1 Kings chapter number, there's a good outline right there. Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter number 3. 1 Kings chapter number 3. I'm going to show you how your heart is when it's right. Truth be known, most of us probably spend more time with our heart not right than we do with it right. I would be willing to venture that most Christians really get right with God maybe once a year. Revival meeting, camp meeting, youth rally. Y'all listening? Once a year. Really, really, once a year, cry and say, God, I'm sorry, maybe. That shouldn't be a yearly thing. It ought to be a daily thing. Yeah. Amen. Amen. 1 Kings chapter number 3, verse number 9. Y'all there? We okay tonight? Y'all looking kind of peaking. He said, give therefore thy servant a what? An understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? And the Bible said in the speech, pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. You know what? If your heart is right with God, not only will your heart be tender, but your heart will produce wisdom and understanding. Amen. Amen. You won't be so hard on people when your heart's right. Y'all listening? You won't make statements like, bless God if that is my kid. Bless God if that was my wife. Well, it ain't. Hush. It ain't your kid. Hush. We okay? If your heart's right, your heart will have some understanding. You know what most people need? They need some understanding. They're tired of Christians looking down their nose at them and thinking that we're so much better than everybody else. Man, I tried my best, and I wish, Brother Robbie, we hadn't even talked about that little girl having to take her home on Sunday. I felt bad about that. But I tried my best to tell her I loved her. I tried my best. I said, please don't do this. Please don't. We want to help you. She don't have a clue. She don't have a clue. Y'all listening?
What are you saying? She don't have an understanding heart. Now what's going to happen? She's going to be dealt with by authorities. And they won't love her. She's just another number. Just another rebellious youth. That's all she is. But boy, when God puts a new heart in you, you're not quite so hard on people.
Amen.
All right? You kind of got an understanding heart. You look at kids like that and you go, oh, my, my. What if that was my little girl?
Yes, sir, preacher.
That's what I thought Sunday. I walked back in this building and I thought, my goodness, what if that was my kid?
Yes.
What if it was your kid? Bless God, your blah, 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 blah. What if it was yours? What would you want me to do? I know we have to have rules and we have to put our foot down sometime. We just literally do. But what would you do? You'd feel differently, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you feel different? Huh? Y'all talk to me now. You'd feel a whole lot different. You'd feel different about them men down there in rescue mission if it was your daddy. Amen. I heard somebody made a foul statement about a young lady that got pregnant out of wedlock. Said they would have kicked her out of church. What if it's your young?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
That's how we ought to look at it. Amen.
Yes, sir.
If you're saved, you're brothers and sisters.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Hey, right, we've got some people in my family that's made some bad mistakes. We ain't never kicked near one of them out, I don't reckon.
Amen.
We ain't never shunned. You know, that's what the Amish do. They shun people. They shun. That God ain't in shunning. Y'all listening? God's in loving, ain't he?
Amen.
Amen. Hope we're okay. An understanding heart.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. I hope and pray it never happens, but one of your boys may come home one day and tell you they're gay. Boy, got quiet then. I know some daddies are looking at me like, yeah, and I'll kill them. No, you won't. I'm praying it don't ever happen. I bet you it'd make you look at it differently.
Yeah.
We okay? When our heart's right, we'll have a tender heart. Stuff will bother us.
Yes, sir.
Things will bother us. Little things will bother us because our heart is tender.
Right.
If raising kids, Brother Freddie can tell you, they're all got the same DNA. They all come from Brother Freddie and Miss Shelley, but they're as different as night and day,
yeah.
Ain't they? He's got seven, right? Six. Got six. That's six, yeah. He's got six kids. And they may look alike, but they're every one different. Amen. He's got some that are tender-hearted. Timothy is as tender-hearted a little boy as anybody ever seen in my life. That's a lovingest kid. They say he's mean as the devil at the house. I don't believe it. Amen. But are you listening to me? When Ashley and Levi were little, Levi, you had to holler at him 40 times. Hey! Huh? You know what I'm talking about? You got one of them? Ashley, if you spoke her name harshly, she wet herself. Isn't it true? I said, Ashley Nicole, ooh! What? Tender. Would to God we was like that with him. Would to God we was like that with the Lord.
Yeah.
Tender. Broke her heart. She thought she had disappointed her dad and mom. Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at another one. Look at Jeremiah chapter 24. Jeremiah, we still doing okay?
Yeah.
Isaiah, Jeremiah, what did I say, 24? Look at Jeremiah 24, 7. Jeremiah 24, 7.
I guess it'd help. I was thinking, boy, that verse don't look right. I'm in chapter 23.
Watch this, verse number 7. Are y'all there? I still hear pages. I'll wait on you. The Lord said, I will give them a what? A heart to what? To know me. That I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I'll be their God. For they shall return unto me with their whole heart. Wow, isn't that good? I'm just telling you how you know if your heart's right. I said it's tender. It has wisdom and understanding. Thirdly, it has the knowledge of God.
Amen.
Hey, it worries me when I see people come in this church and then they're visitors. I wish y'all could sit up here with me some Sundays. It's funny, ain't it, Brother Freddie? Look out at this crowd, especially when somebody gets happy and goes to shouting. It freaks some people out. Y'all listening? What's the matter? They may not know God. They just may not know God. The Lord said He'd give you a heart to know Him. Amen? Listen, how many of you know when the Lord shows up? How many of y'all know that? Amen? You know why? You know why I couldn't have a bunch of phony singers come in this church? Y'all would laugh at them. Are y'all listening? Y'all would laugh at them. If I had one of them top 10 Southern gospel groups come in here, all their choreography and all that mess, yeah, Brother Freddie's sitting there going, ah, that's what y'all do. Y'all get tickled and laugh at them. Why? Because you've been around the real thing. You've been around singing with a touch of God on it. Amen. You got a heart to know God. Amen. Amen. How many of you ever visited another church? And I'm not saying, there's good churches, don't get me wrong. But how many of you ever visited some family member's church and you went, dear Lord, let me out of here. Come on. You look around and it looks just like this. All over the church. Deader than 4 o'clock in the morning in South Alabama. That's dead. Y'all okay? The Lord show up and scare them half to death. Amen. I believe you get saved and you get your heart right with God, it won't bother you when the Spirit of the Lord starts moving. Amen. You won't think it's strange. Hey, everybody don't worship the same. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you got to shout and run up and down the aisles to be right with God. You don't. Some people just weep. I love to watch old Rusty, he's out helping Brother Allen with the teenagers tonight. Old Rusty looks like just an old rough as a cob kind of feller. I don't know what his background past was, but Rusty looked like Rusty could be pretty hard. He sits there and cries like a baby. I just get a blessing out of watching him. His whole eyes swell up. You can barely see him. He gets beady-eyed. I know the Lord's here when Rusty gets beady-eyed. Amen. Ashley and him start singing God's Been Good. It's like you reached inside his heart and turned on a water spigot. Amen. I mean, it just starts rolling, boy. He don't shout. He don't run out. Hey, but you know he knows when God is in the house. Amen. I know when he's here. Hallelujah. I feel a little touch right now. Come on, y'all, talk to me. Amen. When your heart's right, it'll be tender. When your heart's right, it'll produce wisdom and understanding. Amen. It'll make you look at people differently. Amen. I know some preachers need to get their hearts right. They couldn't. They're evangelists, and they got to be, because they're too mean to pastor. Amen. Y'all all right? There ain't no way they ever lead people like that. You talk to people like that. Hey, most of you quit your job if your boss spoke to you the way some of these preachers. Y'all all right? I'm not saying we ought not to preach straight, and, you know, sometimes it gets rough. That it's the spirit it's done in. Y'all all right? I think about one preacher. He's not even really an evangelist. He has to travel around with a tent, put it up himself. Amen. And all these preachers love him, and they go see him at his tent, but they wouldn't have him in their church. Y'all know who I'm talking about, don't you? Amen. It's all right. Hey, when your heart is right, God will give you a knowledge of him. Amen. Some of you, the Lord deals with you and you don't even know it. Because your heart's got hard. Remember when you first got saved, you slipped and cussed and it'd tear you up? Y'all remember that? Amen. Now you cuss all the time, don't bother you a bit. What happened? heart got hard. You ever ask the Lord, Lord, tenderize me again? Yeah. Amen. I'll never forget, I don't even know if I'm staying on track or not, but I'll never forget years ago, Sister Angie Noble and her husband, Tim, they came in my office and wanted to talk to me. I said, what's the matter? Angie said, I can't cry. I said, what? She said, I ain't shed a tear in a year. She said, I come to church. She said, the preaching's good, the singing's good. She said, but I don't feel nothing. I'll never forget that. She said, every time, her mom was a shouter, Miss Diane. And then she'd shout the roof off. Every time she'd shout, Angie said, make her mad. They were our bus directors. She said, I need to feel God again. Well, we started praying. I said, you need to make sure your heart's where it ought to be. We started praying. About a week or two later, I'd never heard of Brother Greg. Angie had never made a peep in church. About 2 weeks later, I watched them hands go up. Them tears started running down her face. And she started shouting like her mama. Hey, man. After church, I said, is that better? She said, yes, it's better. Amen. Hey, we don't base what we have on a feeling, but it's good when you can feel it. Yeah. Amen. Wow. I believe when the Lord gets a hold of your heart, it'll make your heart strong. Amen. You know what the heart is naturally? It's haughty. It's proud. It's evil. Bible said it's desperately wicked. Well, that's a pretty strong language, ain't it? Desperately wicked. That's what your heart is. Wow. But I believe in the Lord when he gets hold of you. Watch this. Psalms 112. He said the Lord fixed his heart. Look at it. Psalms 112. Y'all, we got time for a couple more, ain't we? Psalms 112. That's for me. I'm not here. Psalms 112. I called Brother Tony Shirley one Friday morning. I forgot they have a Christian school. And he answered the phone. I said, hey, brother, what are you doing? He said, preaching chapel. I said, what? He said, I'm serious. He held his phone out. I said, everybody tell Brother Eddie, hey. And all them kids hollered, hey, Brother Eddie. I said, oh, man. He answered it. I thought, my goodness. While he was preaching. A week later, I did the same exact thing. He answered again. Anyhow, Psalms 112. Look at. I just thought about that when that phone rang. Look at Psalms 112 and verse number 6. Bible said, surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is what?
Fixed.
Trusting in the Lord. You can look at that word fixed two ways. I know what he's talking about here. He's talking about fixed. Y'all with me? He's talking about fixed on the Lord. But I like when the Lord fixes it too. Y'all understand it? A fixed heart. A heart that was something was wrong with. And God fixed it. Amen? It's a good heart. Y'all all right? I'd like to go get that checkup and the doctor say, whoo, boy, your heart's as strong as ever. Spiritually speaking. Amen. Yeah. Amen. I remember a good friend of mine, Timmy Malden. Timmy saved. We thought he had died last week. It said Tim Malden on the funeral home sign, but it was a different one. But I remember first Sunday I ever got him come to church. He got up and went out. He turned white as a sheet, Brother Charles, and got up and went out. He left. I called him. I said, brother, did I make you mad? He said, no. He said, I thought I was having a heart attack. He said, boy, my chest got to hurting me. He said, by the time I got home, it was better. I said, reckon the Lord's talking to you? He said, I don't know. Something happened. He come back to church again. You know what? Started having chest pains again. His heart started, he said, it's just pounding, he said. He said, my heart's just pounding and racing. I said, you know what that is, don't you? I said, that ain't heart problem. That's conviction. That's the Lord dealing with you. A couple weeks later, he got saved in his living room. You know what he said? My heart don't feel like that when I come to church now. I promise you, that's what he told me. Yeah. He said, you know, every time I'd come to church, my heart would get pounding real fast. He said, don't do that no more. Why? God fixed it.
Yeah.
And he'll fix mine and he'll fix yours if we want him to.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
Did you know when you get saved, that ain't the only time your heart needs to get right?
Right.
I'm not saying get saved again, but we can get right over and over and over and over. Thank God. Aren't you glad? Amen.
Amen.
And some of us just need to do it on a regular basis. Lord, clean me one more time. Wash me one more time. Amen. Bible says reading this book will wash you. Amen. It'll clean you up. Amen. Isn't that a blessing? Wow. Physically, in the summertime, I'll take two showers a day, especially on Sunday. Because I sweat like a pig. Wonder how often we get clean spiritually. Well, what if you can smell that like B.O.? I believe the Lord can. Amen. Wow. 1 Chronicles chapter 15. When our heart's right, it'll be tender. It'll be wise and understanding. It'll have a knowledge of God. It'll be strong and fixed. Listen, 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse number 10. I'm just going to read part of that. Let me just, y'all there already? Chapter 15 and verse number 10. He said, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. How you like that? Let the heart, is that right? Isn't that the right verse? It's not? Chapter 15, verse number 10, 1 Chronicles. That ain't it? Well, I don't know where it's at. It's in the Bible somewhere. Somebody's got a concordance. Run that and down. Amen. Does 1 Chronicles 15 say something about the heart, Brother Charles? 15:10. Not a clue. Boy, I fixed that, didn't I? Amen. Chapter 16 and verse number 10, does it say, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord? Well, hallelujah. It is in the Bible, see? Amen. I just had it wrote down wrong. Hey, listen, a heart that's right will be a rejoicing heart. You know what rejoicing means? It means happy. I worry about some of y'all that ain't never happy.
Amen.
I really do. I worry about some of y'all. I love Brother Shane. He's like, what's the guy's name on Snoopy? Cloud over his head.
Yeah.
Pigpen. Not the dirt. I'm talking about the bad cloud. The dark cloud just hangs over his head. Is that on Charlie Brown? It's bad. It's just like a black cloud follows him everywhere he goes. That's Shane Reese. Every time I see his name on my cell phone, I'm like, what could it be now? I'm serious. He'll call and tell me the awfulest news, but before he gets on the phone, before he hangs up, he says, oh, wait a minute, let me tell you a joke. That's like schizophrenia, really. The dude's laying in the hospital, just got his leg chopped off. I walked in, I said, how you doing, brother? He said, just call me Stumpy. I'll never forget that. Even though things are bad, he still rejoices.
Yeah.
Even though things are bad, he still has a happy spirit.
Yeah.
Some of y'all are like that little dude on Gulliver's Travels. Y'all remember him?
Yeah.
We're doomed, we'll never make it. Y'all remember that guy? That's the way a lot of God's people are.
Yeah.
Hey, some of you, I pray you don't never testify. Y'all all right?
Yeah.
Why? Because we're not here to brag on the devil.
Yeah.
They used to be people at White Oak when I was growing up. It never failed. We could be having one of the greatest services in the world, and if they got up, it's like you cut a switch off. It's like you kinked the water hose, amen? Y'all pray for me. Brother Atkins, you never did pastor none like that, did you? You know what? You know what my preacher did? Brother Earl Partain, in his home church where he's at now, before he pastored White Oak. There was a guy in the church, I'd call his name, some of y'all might know him. He'd get up, he'd do that. He'd kill a service every time. Well, he got up like that during a real good meeting one night, and just testified on and on and on and on and on. Finally sat down. Brother Earl said, don't sit down. Service is yours. You killed it, you close it. I thought, man, that's pretty cool right there. Amen. Amen. Service is yours. Amen. Y'all all right? Hey, what I'm saying is we'll have a happy heart.
Yes, sir.
Bible says happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I know we have bad days. I have bad days. I have days I have old sinus headache, can't breathe. Ugh. But man, that shouldn't be the normal. Shouldn't be in a bad mood continually. Man, it's a loaded question. Well, some people ask them how they're doing. So, hey, brother, how you doing? You got a minute. You ever asked that question and wished you didn't? Come on, talk to me. Hey, some people you don't ask. You just don't, Hey, good to see you. Amen. You change that how you doing altogether. Amen. Because they ain't never, you get through talking to them, you won't kill yourself. That ought not to be the normal for us. Amen? 1 Samuel chapter number 2, Hannah said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. She said, mine horn is exalted in the Lord. I rejoice in thy salvation. Wow. We ought to have a rejoicing spirit about us. Hey, it wouldn't hurt none of y'all every now and then just to go, woo! Amen? I bet you'd do it at the ball game or something, somewhere. Ain't golf the only sport they won't let you cheer in? They hold them signs up, quiet. It wouldn't do for me to be there. I'd do something when they held up that sign. Hey, man. We go to the Braves game. I get them. Every time I go, where's Charity? I guess she went out. I borrow. She's got a Chipper Jones jersey, a real one. I'm so cheap, I won't buy one. They're $100. But I always borrow that jersey and wear it at the Braves game. Hey, man. Get one of them styrofoam Tommy Hawks. Oh, ain't no question about whose side I'm on.
Yeah.
Amen. When it comes to spiritual things, I wonder whose side you're on sometimes.
Yeah.
And I preach my heart out, and you sit there and look at me like this.
Yeah.
I'm serious. The whole service.
Yeah.
There used to be one guy come. Oh, yeah. I'm serious, he'd sit there like this. I couldn't look at it. It was demon. It was demon thing. It was going on. It was fiery darts a flying. You remember that? I mean, boy, staring me down. I'm like, let me preach over here. Amen. A rejoicing heart. How long has it been since you just got happy and had a fit? Seriously, I don't care if you don't do it in here. I wish you would. But I'm talking about like the Lord gets in the car with you and you're driving down the road and people driving by looking at you going. I was sitting at a red light one day. I mean, this tore out of frame. I was in Hiram. I was just listening to a CD and it got good. Crying, snot, beating on the steering wheel. I looked over in the car next to me. Little girl was going, Mama, look. Lady looked over. I went, woo! Hey, man, how long has it been since you had a rejoicing spell? I'm talking about just hallelujah time. Clap your hands. Amen. Hey, if your heart's right with God, you will rejoice.
Amen.
You will. You won't be able to help it. You'll get a case of the can't help it. Amen. Amen. There's some of these songs they sing. I just can't help it. Don't ever invite me to a dead church. I'll embarrass you. Amen. I went years ago. This is going on the internet. But anyway, years ago, I went to Midway, Macedonia. I was in a bass club back in, and I'd had a guy been witnessing to him at the club, at the meetings. Well, come find out, next tournament, that's who I drew as a partner. I had him in the boat. That's a good place to witness. They can't go nowhere. Amen. I got him right out in the middle of the lake. I just put the fishing rod down. I said, well, let's talk about this thing, about your soul. He said, huh? I said, we're going to find out right here today if you're saved or not. I got to lead that man to the Lord.
Amen.
Well, that's where his family went to church, so that's where he went. Wasn't too much longer. They was having a revival meeting. He comes to Bass Club meeting. He said, Brother Eddie, would you go with me to revival? I said, I sure will. Dry as cracker juice. I'm serious. You ever played that game where you eat the cracker, see who can whistle first? You go in that place, all you doing is blowing crumbs. Amen. I mean, it was dead. And the evangelist got up to preach, and it got pretty good. I didn't mean to. I said, Amen. Everybody in that place wheeled around. We're sitting in the back. Ain't nobody looking toward the, everybody in that place is staring at me. I went. The evangelist lost his place. He said, I think our brother's just beside himself. I said, Amen. That guy in my bass club said, ain't nobody ever done that here. He said, you know what I said? I said, I bet you they have. I bet you a long time ago they did. I bet you a long time ago they rejoiced when old sinners got saved. Amen. I bet they rejoiced when that King James Bible was preached.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Amen. We all, everybody in this place ought to know whose side we on. Sinners ought to be able to come in here on Sunday morning and go, my soul, these people like the way he's hollering at them. Amen. One time a preacher, back before they had wireless microphones, he had a lapel mic, but it hooked to the wall. You know what I'm talking about? It had a cord. And he'd go back and forth on platforms as far as that cord let him go and just preach and preach and preach. Little girl asked her mama, said, Mama, if he gets loose, will he hurt us? Amen. Amen. Everybody ought to know whose side we're on. It wouldn't bother, it wouldn't hurt you one bit, say amen every now and then. Amen, brother, that's good preaching. Yeah, a rejoicing heart. A rejoicing heart. I'm not being critical, but I am. I don't mean to be critical, but I am. How about that? I shouldn't be critical, but I am. I don't see how some of you are never stirred. In a church like this, and nothing moves you. Your favorite verse is, I shall not be moved. We okay? I've always been bewildered by this. Same song, same group of people. 15 are tore out of frame and rejoicing in the goodness of God. 15 more are sitting there like a knot on a log. Same Spirit speaking to every heart in the place.
Yeah. Amen.
What's the difference? 15's getting it and 15 ain't. Amen. Your heart gets hard. You can't rejoice. Amen. You can't do it. That old heart gets black, gets full of envy, strife, and bitterness. A bitter heart can't rejoice. Are y'all listening? Wow. I know y'all want me to hurry, don't you? 1 Samuel chapter number 13. After Samuel informed Saul that God had rejected him as king. You know what? You know what Samuel said? In 1 Samuel 13, verse number 14, the Bible said, the Lord hath sought him a man. Can anybody say that next phrase with me? After his own heart. A heart that's right with God, we said, number one, to be tender. Number two, to have wisdom and understanding. Number three, to have a knowledge of God. Number four, it would be strong and fixed. It'd be a right heart. Number five, it'd be a rejoicing heart. And this is the last one I'm done. It'll be a heart that's after God's heart. Are you listening? Your heart will be after God continually. We okay? Boy, it got quiet. Listen, I love that. My whole demeanor, my whole mood changed when she walked in the door. I ain't seen her all day. Yeah, they took a cup of coffee this morning. But when she walked in, but something changed inside me. Why? My heart's after her heart. I'm more concerned about how her heart is toward me than anybody on the face of this planet.
Yes, sir.
I can handle Brother Freddie being mad at me. Well, I really can't, but I sure enough can't handle her being mad at me. Amen. When your heart's right, it'll be after the heart of God. You'll desire Him more. Does that make good sense? You'll desire Him more. You'll get hungry again. You'll get an appetite for God. Some people have no appetite. You know why? You know why these people come in, visitors that ain't never been here before, and they come in on one of them good services? I mean, one of them sure enough where it's a wonder if I even get to preach, where the altar stays full the entire service. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
And they'll sit there like they've seen a ghost. They just hadn't developed a taste for worship yet.
Amen.
Amen. But boy, once you get a hold of it, you'll want more, won't you? Amen. Every now and then I walk out of my office on Sunday before I walk out. I say, Lord, You need to pour it on today.
Yeah.
God, we need it.
Yes,
I don't mean just the preaching be hot. I'm talking about everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Lord, You just need to show up in a big way.
Yes, sir.
Let everybody know this is something bigger than the preacher.
Yeah.
It's something bigger than the singers we got. There's something bigger than that in here.
That's right.
Lord, You need to show up and show out.
Yeah,
we need a punch in the arm. Amen. Y'all all right?
Yeah.
We can't go long without that. You know what? We'll die.
Right.
We'll die as a church.
Amen.
You know what? You know what they'll do, Brother Tommy and them, on them ambulance calls? You know what they'll do? They'll find a fella whose heart has quit beating, and they'll get them paddles out. What do you call that thing, Brother Tommy? Defibrillator. Have y'all ever had a desire to use one of them? I've thought about it 1,000 times in them emergency rooms visiting people. I just want to try. Amen. I got my wife a taser. She'll light you up with that thing too. It's got 12,000 volts, Brother Larry Day gave it to me. I tased a dog. I just got to see how it works, amen. Y'all don't report me. Hey, it was the neighbors, it wasn't mine. I wouldn't do that to my own dog. But they'll take that defibrillator. And you know what it does? It shocks the heart. Puts a zap to it, brother. Amen. We got some Christians need to be defibrillated. You need to get hooked up to some juice from another world. Amen. Amen. You need to get plugged in. You need to get shocked. You know what preaching does sometimes? It shocks you, don't it? Amen. I remember one Sunday, I don't do it as much as I used to, but I used to stand on this platform right here about the whole time I preached. I stand on this table. Matter of fact, it used to have a glass top on it, and I stomped it and broke it. I remember one Sunday, I just stepped out on this thing, and a lady over sitting over there went, scared the fire out of her. I thought, I'm the one standing on the table. Hey, man, preaching will shock you. Bible said when the world knew not God, it pleased God by what? The foolishness of preaching. We need shocking every now and then. We need a heart that's after God. We need a heart that's after God. I said, we need a heart that's after God. He said, I'm looking for a man. He said, here's what I'm looking for, Saul. I'm looking for a man that's after my own heart. I'm looking for a man who his desire is not to be king. His desire is to know me. There's people looking for position. That's all they want is position. Y'all all right?
Amen.
He said, I'm not looking for a man that's got a desire to be king. I just want a man that loves me.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. You know God's not looking for somebody with eloquent speech. He's just looking for somebody that loves Him.
Amen.
Y'all okay?
Amen.
He's looking for somebody that loves Him. I've told this story a time and again, but I'm going to tell it one more time and we're done. How many of you ever heard the old time preacher man, Brother Billy Kelly? Anybody ever hear Brother Billy? Have you ever seen the movie Sheffy that Bob Jones University put out? Brother Billy Kelly. You never seen Sheffy, Brother Charles? Somebody needs to get that for him. The moonshiner on Sheffy. That's Brother Billy Kelly. Brother Billy and Brother Larry Brown were preaching out of town one time together, and they put them in a room together. They said they got in a room, Brother Larry said, they had a basket full of fruit and candy and pies and cake. Said Brother Billy laid in the room all day long in his boxer drawers eating that stuff. Said he ate everything in the basket. Brother Larry said he fasted all day, didn't eat a thing, prayed for God's power, prayed for God's wisdom about the service, you know. And said they got to church. Brother Billy sitting on the pew beside him said, Brother Larry, I ain't got my Bible. He said, did you leave it in the hotel, Brother Billy? He said, no, I believe I left it at home. He said, you didn't even bring a Bible? He said, no, can I borrow yours? He said, I reckon. And then they called Brother Billy up to sing. Said he sat down on the piano stool and started playing. Brother Billy could play and sing. He started singing and said the power of God fell in that place. Brother Brown said, I got mad. He said, God, it ain't right. He ain't even got no Bible. I fasted and prayed all day. He ain't even got no Bible. Left it at home. Didn't even bring it. He ain't done nothing but eat. How come you bless him like that? He said, didn't think no more about it. Said he was going back to the hotel that night. He said he'd done his best to preach. He said he couldn't hardly do nothing to compete with Brother Billy. He said after Brother Billy was done, he might as well just give up and went home. He said they're riding back to the motel. Said Brother Billy had his head against the window of the car. Said he could see big old tears run down his face. He said, Brother Billy, you okay? He didn't answer him. He said, Brother Billy, are you all right? Said, so turned around, tears flowing down his face. He's just lifted his little hands in there, and he said, I just love him. I just love him. Larry, don't you love him? Said, the Holy Ghost spoke to my heart and said, that's why I bless him. That's why I bless him, because he loves me. Yeah. Amen. Is your heart right? Is your heart right? Ain't but two people knows whether or not it is. That's you and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now sometimes it's evident. We can tell your problems, you just ain't right with God. Amen. Let's stand our feet tonight.